perfect harmony because we're both happy that the Bucks defeated the Chicago Bulls. Another benefit, in a weird way, of gambling.
I think so. I was happy, but it's an expected
Bucks,
win.
Oh, the Bucks and the Bulls are playing. And while I never doubted that the Bucks were going to win the game, I clearly must have, because I started worrying about Tony Smith.
What are you worried about me for?
Because you have the Bucks in a sweep.
So?
And if they lose this game, Tony's going to lose his money. Mm. I don't want you to lose your money. I'm a team guy.
I don't either. But
you were never worried?
No.
Game was never in doubt. Never in doubt.
Never in doubt is right. Never in doubt.
Never in doubt, but you wonder if that weird thing could happen. They played like crap. They turned the ball over more than I can ever remember. Every turnover was unforced. They were just passing to no one.
Yeah, it was rust. They haven't played in a couple of weeks.
I think they got a little scared, too. A little nervous.
Nah, I don't think they got nervous.
No, then defending I explain champions how bad
scared?
They were.
No.
Well, no, they played like nobody wanted to shoot, and granted, they were missing shots.
I was going to say, they shot all right. They just missed.
Their defense.
They were looking trash for a minute there.
Their defense held on. The defense
unfortunately,
stayed good.
Chicago doesn't have the power to take advantage of
correct.
The Bucks looking like trash.
Right. They tried a little bit. Their big guy did something, and DeRozan made some shots. But tell me,
shots,
does anybody not understand the importance of Brook Lopez? If Brook Lopez isn't in that game, they can lose. They can lose that game.
Oh, your boy Brook did it.
That's right. No, he makes them that much better. He doesn't. It's not like he's on the food chain. Where is Brook Lopez? Giannis is one. Giannis is two. Giannis is three. Giannis is four, and then who's five? Middleton? Middleton's five?
Holiday
six?
Yep.
And Brook Lopez is seven. I do think there's some serious money to be made, and I should have made it, but I didn't have the guts because I'm just not a very good gambler.
On what?
The over-under on Brook Lopez scoring was 12.5. They have it way too low because he's been hurt for
what
so
did he
long.
Get?
I bet he had 12.5 in the first quarter, I think. My guess is he had close to 20. So check the next game. And Tausch, I would have won, except I picked Bobby Portis instead of Brook Lopez, which was incredibly
Lopez
stupid.
At 18.
18. But he had 12, so we'll see what happens the next game. But they give you a chance of points for players. Now they also have it on. They also have it on Tauscher's company, Prize Picks. But you have to do two on that one. Jokic jackpot.
What's that?
I don't know. They try to come up with ways to get you to gamble, even though you don't want to gamble. There's all these deals. Do you notice
not,
what
not
percentage?
Tough for you.
No, I don't. No. Do you notice what percentage of ads are about gambling now? You're watching the NBA playoffs. Every third ad is about Charles Barkley. And what is it when the guy, the person influencing him? It was really funny, too. So I don't know what it is, FanDuel.
Hey, can we get back to the game? Do you now see why I've said a sweep?
Yeah. Yeah, I would feel better.
There couldn't have been a more horrible stretch there for a while
mm-hmm.
for the Bucks.
Yep.
I mean, they look so
and they still won
bad.
By 7, and the spread was 10. They almost met the spread as badly
yeah.
as they played.
I mean,
yeah, I thought coming in,
horrifying.
You would say that you feel better about your sweep now than you did before
no
game
question.
One.
No
yeah,
question.
I know. I know how
look,
you'd think.
They look so Bucks look so bad. I mean, missing shots, turning it over. I mean, you couldn't get any worse. It was bad news bears for a good 5 or 6 minute
right.
stretch.
Everything that could go
like,
bad did
doing?
Go bad. And the worst they got behind was by like what,
yeah,
two
I mean,
or
if,
three?
If you didn't know better, you'd say the Bucks are point shaving right now.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just chucking up
that's
three
That's why
after three.
You don't like to hear this, but that's why you're a good gambler.
Chucking
me,
up three after
I got,
three.
I got way less than you, and I'm scared. Like, oh my God, this could be the one game that happens this way once every 100 years. And you're now.
And Middleton had, what, 11 on?
He was horrible.
Yeah.
That was 4 of 13.
Yeah. Middleton was trash.
And
so
there
that,
wasn't.
I mean,
and I'm not
going to be
giving,
that trash again.
No, of course not. And I'm not giving that much credit to the defense. Other players have. They defend him perfectly sometimes, and he still makes the shot.
The Bucks had a million wide open shots.
Yeah.
They're wide open.
No, I knew coming in that you'd say you feel better about the sweep now than you did before the series started. Because you're now saying, I don't see how the Bulls can win.
And let's not forget, the Bucks blew a 16-point lead, too. So they were on their way to cruising to a victory.
Like, you watch that game, and you've bet $10,000 on the Bucks, like Tony has. And you're feeling better now than before. Oh, isn't actually $10,000.
$10K, wow.
No, it's not $10K. Though I did get him really
$10K on is the stock market.
I have a really good deal because I got even better than he expected.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Nice.
So it was if you bet 500, you win 1250.
Yeah.
I think you're over 1300.
You got 1300.
Though I do have a $15 processing fee to get the cash out. So do I?
Pebble will pay that.
No, you pay it. If I get you over 1250, you're paying it. That was
the
deal.
This wasn't discussed before the bet.
I know. I didn't think, my option is to get the money back in Bitcoin with no processing fee.
Bitcoin?
Yeah. That's the way all these things work.
Cryptocurrency.
They're all doing
action.
Cryptocurrency. Or they'll give it to you in regular cash where I did the bet.
You get what back? Oh, the winnings?
Yes. The winnings come back in cash.
Take your winnings back in cash.
And then
you'll
pay the $15 processing fee, but you're still way ahead.
I'll pay the $15.
See, there you go. I think you'll still be over $1,300.
Good.
I think I got like $270 instead of $250.
So the Bucks, we know that's over. Did you watch the other games?
I watched everything. I didn't watch Miami because that was over at the National Anthem.
Miami.
I watched Phoenix. Boston and that's going to be a fabulous series.
Yeah.
Every time I'd go back and forth, it was 1 point, 2 points. And then Brooklyn got ahead and then Boston came back. And what a fabulous, is that going to be good.
And Boston got lucky at the end there.
Yes, they did.
Wow, they got lucky.
But you know what Brooklyn showed me that I don't like, and I've seen it before? Late in the game, okay, they had a possession, and Boston shut him down. Kyrie Irving went goofy, and then Durant had the ball, all right?
Right.
You got the screen for him. With a screen, he can score every time, but he's not that necessarily a good dribbler. The guy who was guarding him, who's the guy who was the star?
Jason Tatum.
He did a great job. Yeah. But all you have to do—
Jason Tatum blocked one of his shots.
Yeah, all you have to do is set a screen, and you can't lock him up.
I got to believe. KD played a horrible game. For KD. He had 23, but it was a horrible game.
But I mean, at the end of the game, don't you automatically set a screen for KD?
No, not a lot of times. You don't want to bring another defender. It's too easy of a double team to get out of his hands, so you don't want to necessarily do that.
Really?
But, not every
time. But if he gets away from Tatum, he can step back and shoot on anybody.
He's not a screen and roll guy, though.
All right.
That's the problem. They'll do it kind of like a fake screen and roll just to get a switch. But he's more of an ISO.
Or set us. What about Kyrie Irving?
Kyrie can play in the pick and roll, but Kyrie's so good in ISO as well.
All right. Well, they did a great job on that defensive set.
A guy that
set.
Needs a pick and roll. It's a guy like Trae Young. He needs a pick
but
and roll.
But that defensive set right there was as much the key to the game as winning on the last shot.
They played great defense.
Or they would have been down
Horford
three.
Al Horford came over to help Kyrie.
Yeah.
Kyrie got by his initial man. Al Horford was there. Then they double-teamed him. He kicked it out to KD. KD had to take a tough shot over Tatum.
Yes.
Didn't go in. Not that KD can't make tough shots, but you got to believe KD is coming back with a vengeance next game.
Yes.
Because... Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people popping
and they
off.
And it was at Boston, so Brooklyn's not in bad shape at all.
Brooklyn's a seventh seed.
That doesn't matter. We know they're good, but I mean,
they're still in seventh seed.
No, and anybody, I would tell, I want anybody who doesn't believe how great the NBA is needs to go watch a tape of that game. If you don't think the greatness of that league, but I mean, just the difference between you went to one regular season game. Whatever you think.
Then you watch
that game. That game was intense from the first shot. It was spectacular.
The other game, there was a lot of hacking going on in that Boston game.
Yes.
I mean, they weren't calling anything.
I know. Why not?
I got no idea.
I mean, players got knocked down called.
They were letting a lot go. I don't know. They didn't want to call a lot of fouls, apparently.
But it's randomness from one game to the next.
They had that, but there were still guys getting in foul trouble.
I know.
I mean, but they're letting guys beat each other up, but there were still guys in foul trouble. That shows you how bad that it was. So it
one
was,
guy, there was one play.
It ain't gonna be that way next
where the
game.
Guy was trying to call a timeout, and the guy from I think of Boston just ran into him. It's the foreign guy who's good that I like, the lefty.
From who?
100-year-old man. He's on Brooklyn. He had a big game.
Gorenc Dragic.
Yes, I wish he was on the Bucks.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's going to call a timeout. Some guy just plows into him. They called nothing and gave him the timeout.
Yeah.
I agree. How do you?
It's not going to be there. It's not going to be called that way next game. You can bet on that.
Right. Well, why do you call it that way? What's the point?
Problem with referees in an attempt to be consistent, which we know they cannot be.
Yeah.
They'll let a foul go. If they let one go,
then they got to let the next one go. I agree with that totally. People don't buy that, but that happens.
And they'll try to continue that trend because if you miss one, well, you can't now you call it on the other one because now the other team's like, are you kidding me? I just got to hammer it down there. Yes. You don't call this, so they can't do it. So now they're going to make an attempt to be consistent, and it's just going to get ugly. The only way to change it in game is if there's a fight breaks out. Then they'll clean it up. That's their opportunity.
And if you're wondering why we're not talking about the Bucks, because there's no reason to talk about it. Series is over.
Bucks.
It isn't even over, but it's over.
Well, just try to figure out who they're playing in the second round. That's it.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know that you can take anything from the Bucks in what happens in the game.
The Miami series is over.
Right. No, but I mean, when you watch the Bucks games, the next game's on Wednesday, and you watch the game and you see them do this or that, I don't know that you can give any credibility to that having any influence on the future at all. Right? Okay, Giannis misses free throws. Does that have any impact on the future? No. Middleton plays poorly. Does that have an impact on the future? No. I don't know what could happen in a game in the rest of the series that would make you rethink about the Bucks. Right? It is almost like preseason series, right? They're just playing it, but you're not. I mean, did you learn anything about the Bucks of any significance about the playoffs beyond the Bulls at all? No, I know. No. And I don't know that anything could happen, right? I mean, think of the best thing happening or the worst thing happening. I don't know that you would say, this looks good or bad for the future.
I don't know what they can do. I just think they can do anything. That's the problem. They don't have enough.
They can't. Yeah, they don't have enough. They don't have enough scoring.
They don't have enough.
Now, if they had Ball, then it'd be a different story.
Ball, they at least had a chance.
Right. Like
another perimeter guy, another defender. They had a chance, but just Ball, no chance.